Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School, 93.7 The Ticket. Thank you, folks, for contributing on the text line. Sorry, hitting the text line, 424-645-6885. We'll effort Jay Foreman as we go. We'll see what this is. I want to thank the folks from Eagle Delivery, Lincoln's hometown grown delivery service, and Ticket's only choice when it comes to professional couriers. This is simple. Great pricing, effective, efficient. Right? Churn. Bonded, they'll take care of your packages and get them delivered. Most trusted delivery service in all of Lincoln, serving many of the city's well-respected companies. When in need, Eagle Delivery will get the job done for you. It's and from the text line, Mr. Unfeeder said that Mr. Unbelievable said your list of Christmas songs is great, but you left out one of the greatest, Nat King Cole. No, that's what we closed. No. We played Nat. We played Nat the last two days. We played Nat. Yeah. From the text line, it says Jackson was. He also played for the Knicks on two championships. Was injured for the first one, right? But 11 total. Well done. Well done. I do want to take care of a couple of things here. One. For the folks at Beatrice Bakery and for those nominations. We did give away two earlier, folks that called in, and that can still be the case. But we have a nomination from David Jacobs. And the category is First Responder Military Member. The nominee's name, Jay Nutter. Jay is an outstanding member of the Norris community. He is a veteran that always makes sure that other veterans are not forgotten or overlooked. He is an adult leader of the Boy Scouts of America Troop 64 from Hickman, Nebraska. His son aged out of scouting several years ago, but he has dedicated himself to teaching young scouts how to become good men and women. He is a great member of this community, the youth, his church, and, of course, he is a wonderful father. For that, we will put together a care package. Let's do that. Let's do that for Jay Nutter. And again, the stories, the best part of this is we get introduced to people who are doing good things in the community, and it's necessary. We don't do enough of it, but we're trying to do our best in getting those things out there. Also, teacher, Scott Middle School, all of the teachers at Scott Middle School, said at Scott Middle School, three different teachers have had their fathers pass away within the last couple of weeks. It would be a small gesture to help cheer them up. You are correct. A small gesture, big-hearted. We will deliver a package to a care package from Beatrice Bakery to Scott Middle School, and we'll do that next week. And it gets out there, and just our way to let them know that they're not alone in what they go through. That's not what we do. So there's that. Those are good nominations. You can nominate in the next hour. Get them in. If you have somebody that wants that you want to do something for over the course of the next next hour, let me know. And we'll see what we can do here at 93.7 The Ticket. See if we can get folks a little something along the way. Yeah, so for those two folks, we will have a care package, and I'll get them to Nick, and Nick can make sure that those care packages are received. So every Friday, we like to bring in Jay Foreman and have him give us his picks of the week. His picks of the week. He picked the Chiefs last night. They finished well, got themselves a win. Tough ball game, but great finish. Jay Foreman, what's happening? Where you at?
Nah, not much, man. You guys, ears must have burned. I literally just got off the plane, so yeah, everything's all good.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get you through. Now, do you want us to call back, and we can do this in the next segment?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Let's start. Let's go through it. 9-4, New England Patriots travel to Indy to face the Colts at 7-6.
Now, I think it's going to be a good game. The Patriots are the most dangerous team right now. Not just that they're scoring a whole bunch of points, but they're obviously the best coach, and they're on a hot streak. But the Colts are tough. The Colts are tough at home. I'm just not a believer in Carson Wentz right now. But I do think eventually the bubble's going to burst for the Patriots because they always will lose one late in the season. So. But I'm going to go with the Patriots to keep on rocking and rolling.
Okay. The 9-4 Cowboys travel to New York to face the 4-9 Giants.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys, man. I believe in them. I think the defense is better than what people will give them credit for. Dak Prescott's going to eventually, get right. I don't know what's going on. He didn't really look good last week, but I like the way the Cowboys are playing, definitely on defense, and they had a different mindset going into that game against Washington football team. They looked like they were trying to dominate, and that's not usually how the Cowboys defense in the past years have played. I know Michael Parsons is, the house leader and defensive player of the year, definitely the rookie defense player of the year, but I think the defense, continues to make strides.
Jay, and what could be they should be giving away free therapy with game tickets to this game. Anybody that's attending this game is going to need therapy on Monday. For the number one draft pick, the Houston Oilers, Houston, Texas at 2-11, and the Jacksonville Jaguars at 2-11 in Jacksonville.
Yeah, this is the good old toilet bowl. And, the Jacksonville Jaguars already have the number one pick of this year with Trevor Lawrence, so they don't need a quarterback. I don't think any quarterback this year is worthy of the number one pick. But I think Jacksonville actually has a better team, and I think they're, going to be inspired with, new coach, new vision. Trevor Lawrence said they have some clarity. I think that, Jacksonville wins. I think Houston is just a dumpster fire right now. And even if they have the number one pick, I don't even know what they do with it, nor do they. So I think Jacksonville wins this game.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty terrible. The 9-4 Tennessee Titans travel to Pittsburgh to face the 6-6-1 Steelers.
Oh, man, just when you think that, Steelers are, left for dead, obviously after the Minnesota game, they look horrible in the first half. They have to look good, and then Claypool, did what Claypool does. Tennessee is kind of laying in the weeds, and they know, since Kansas City's catching fire, and obviously with New England, it's a race, a three-horse race to get that number one seed. I know they've had some serious turnover in their running back position, but if they can hold the four down until Derrick Henry comes, I like Tennessee. So I like Tennessee's going to win. I think they're a better team. And I think they're definitely going to be pulling away from teams out the inertia division, but throughout the AFC down the stretch.
The 3-10 Jets travel to Miami to face the 6-7 Dolphins.
Oh, man. This is the angry Jake Sorensen trap game. Mm-hmm. I think they, Miami's feeling themselves. And I think the Jets are going to find a way to win. I'm picking the Jets over the Dolphins in Miami. I think Miami went into the bye week when they were actually playing good and they lost the rhythm. And then I think the Jets are going to be the kryptonite. Dolphins have been playing better. But I think the Jets are, when a team is desperate like this just to get a win, they somehow somebody goes somewhere and get a win. I think, the Jets and Pretty Boy Wilson get a victory.
The 10-3 Cardinals traveled to Detroit to play the 1-11-1 Lions.
Oh, man. I know Kyler Murray is beat up, and Detroit is, well, had been playing well. They didn't play well last week. So, you know, I like the Cardinals. I like them, you know, more than I would think in Detroit. And I like them even at 10-3 and a disappointing loss to a pretty good team in the Rams. But I think they'll get up to Detroit and get right and end up, you know, 11-3.
Carolina at 5-8 travels to Buffalo to face the 7-6 Bills.
Wow, you know, it's Buffalo. They're a desperation mode. They're not quite at DEFCON 1. They're still at DEFCON 4.3. So they're entering their way through panic mode. But a victory would kind of ease the angst in Old Orchard Park. But I definitely think Buffalo wins the game.
Cincinnati at 7-6 travels to Mile High at 7-6.
Man, I don't know. I mean, this is a game you just don't know what team in Cincinnati is going to show up. You know, young coach, young quarterback, like a lot of young talent. You know, their strength is Denver's strength. And then, you know, you kind of want to go down to, you know, quarterback and Teddy Bridgewater. You know, just when you think he's just a game manager, he goes out there and throws the 300 yards. So I like the fact that they got their running game going. I think the defense of Denver will give Cincinnati some trouble. I like the way they play on their back end. And, you know, I think Vic Fangio will pull one out of the hat for against old Joe Burrow. So I'm going to go with the home team in Denver, reluctantly, but I'm going to go with Denver.
Okay. Another brawl. 6-7 Atlanta Falcons travel to San Francisco to face the 7-6 49ers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers. I'm actually a believer. I think Garoppolo, you know, when he plays, they play well. Their defense is kind of under the radar, but their offense, I think, is...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Found some pieces besides, you know, Debo Samuel. So I think eventually Mitchell will get that running game going, and then Garoppolo is playing good enough. I think the best thing for him is to have a little, you know, fire underneath his butt that, you know, you got the number three pick, you know, breathing down his neck and knowing that they want him to be the franchise quarterback. So, you know, it used to be him, you know, Tom Brady feels, and now he's getting it a little bit on the other side. So I think he's playing pretty well. And I think they win this game, especially, you know, at home.
10-3 Green Bay Packers travel to 8-5 Baltimore to take on the Ravens.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a game that Baltimore definitely could win. I think Green Bay is playing too well right now. I think they could, they're, you know, the one thing I like about Green Bay, you know, that you're going to have Rodgers and Adams. But one thing I like is they had a little bit of Dylan and get a little bit different identity. You got Jones that's kind of like, you do it all back. He can run physical, get out of space, screen game. And then Dylan's the finisher. So, you know, I like them. I think they're healthier than, you know, they had been earlier in the year. And the defense is playing well. And they're starting to get a little bit healthy. So I'm going to go with Green Bay, even though it's on the road. And Baltimore's a hard place to go on the road to win, even with Lamar Jackson.
If there was the Saints at 6-7 against the 10-3 Bucks, not as sexy as it normally is.
Yeah, I mean it's usually you know, playing for the title in a game, but you know the Saints are on the third quarterback. I'm not a believer in any of the guys that they have. So I'm gonna go with the Bucs, man. I wouldn't say they're in cruise control, but they're, you know, playing well enough to win. And the league needs to be on notice because they haven't played a complete game, offense, defense, special teams yet. And I mean for four quarters. So that's what they're striving for. And if they start putting, you know, three or four complete games together, you know, they're gonna blow through the NFC and get find themselves in another Super Bowl. And whoever's coming on the other end is definitely gonna be in for a treat. So I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay.
The Raiders at 6-7 travel to Cleveland to face the 7-6 Browns.
Man, I see that I'm assuming Baker Mayfield's out, right?
Right.
In case Keenum is starting, which is probably one of the better scenarios to have. You have a quarterback that, you know, knows how to play, run that system, and it's not any different as far as you know, the quarterback stature, and so the ball coming out is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to go with Cleveland. You know, I like what they did last week. I like Case Keenum. I don't think there's a big difference between him and Derek Carr. The Raiders are reeling. I think the Raiders are going to come and play well because they got smoked last week. But I like Cleveland's defense more than I like the Raiders' defense. And I like Cleveland's defense more than I like the Raiders' offense. And I definitely like Cleveland's defensive line better than the Raiders' offensive line. You know, the only caveat is the COVID, you know, affecting the Browns. So, I mean, I think if they have a lot of significant players out, you know, obviously that's going to affect, you know, the outcome of the game. But just on the surface, I like Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that their number two quarterback is available. They may have lost one.
Right, yeah. They might. I think they just signed somebody just like on Monday or Tuesday. So, you know, that game is kind of like a, you know, battle of attrition. He's going to be out there. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate time that they're in right now. And with the way the COVID testing and stuff like that, you know, it can affect you. And so Cleveland's right in the playoff hunt. And it can affect them one way or the other just based on COVID. So, you know, we'll see how the game goes. But I think, you know, I mean, you know, it's affected everything, but it's really hit Cleveland a couple of times.
Yeah, it's not fun. Washington's not having it. Yeah, it's a weird week. Minnesota at 6-7 travels to the 4-9 Bears.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Minnesota. I think they're playing a little bit better than the Bears. I did like what I saw from the Bears, especially defensively after they stopped playing scared against the Packers. And I liked what I saw offensively from Justin Fields. But I think, you know, the Vikings are kind of a little bit more of a well-oiled machine. And Kirk Cousins, like I said, every week I start, you know, I'll give him credit. You know, he's played the most consistent game or football of his career so far this year. And they got the ultimate back with Dalvin Cook, and even on a bump shoulder. You know, he ran through Pittsburgh last week, and he's had some rest. So I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Seattle at 5-8 travels to face the 9-4 Rams.
Oh, this is the trap game for the Rams. No Russell Wilson at the surface, you know, the Rams easily, right? But they got DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson, or just pretty much Russell Wilson. But I think the Rams are starting to get their stride defensively. I think what they did last week is going to give them a ton of confidence going against a quarterback like Russell Wilson. You know, I know the Seattle has DK Metcalf and Lockett. The funny thing is, Lockett's their leading rusher. I mean, that's crazy. He needs, you know, like, what, 5'7", 160 pounds. That lets you know the dire straits of the Seattle running game. But I'm going to go with the Rams. They're the better team, and they know they got to keep it going on that NFC West as well. So I'm going to go with the Rams.
The 6-7 Washington football team travels to the 6-7 Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Philly got hit with COVID this week, mm-hmm. Washington as well. But I like Washington better because, you know, look, coming off of that, Ron Rivera is going to have these guys motivated coming off of, you know, that, you know, poor performance for them last week against, you know, the Cowboys. So I like Washington. I'm not sure if Heineke's even going to play, I think, because he's one of the guys. And he might be out, so that, you know, that's going to change the thing. Some things, but I like Washington's skill position better than Philly's defensive backs and you know, their skilled people on defense. And I like the mentality of, you know, Washington football team. I think Ron Rivera is going to probably have these guys, you know, batting down the hatches and, you know, us against the world and we need this. And, you know, it's Philly's fault that they lost to the Cowboys, so forth and so on. So I'm going to go with the Washington football team.
Last night, the Chiefs held off the Chargers. What'd you see?
I saw the Chargers, you know, the analytics, you know, I know Charles Barkley and everybody else did tell people, man, you can lose some games doing the analytics thing. I think Baltimore analytics, you know, bite him in the butt this year a couple of times. And San Diego essentially gave away that game. They dominated that game from a physical standpoint. I think, you know, the Chiefs defense have been playing really well against the run for them. And I think they gave up over 200 yards rushing. I think there was probably three, four, maybe even five times in the red zone the Chargers didn't come away with any points. Some on their own doing, going for it because of analytics, especially like right before half. Doesn't make any sense, but, you know, if there's a computer program out there that can help you lose the game, they subscribe to it. So they need to get their 1999 back because they can't get that victory back. So, yes, Kansas City, you know, took advantage of it. And anytime you give a champion second, third, fourth, and fifth chances, they will end up beating you. And that's exactly what happened. And in overtime, you know, it was reminiscent of that, like, Nebraska-Iowa game. You know, Chargers dominated the game, you know, from start almost to finish. And once it started going downhill, you know, Iowa doesn't have a Patrick Mahomes or, you know, Travis Kelce. But in the same sense, you know, when you give away the momentum, and I'm going to say I emphasize give away the momentum on your own doing, you end up losing a game like that. And it just sucks because San Diego's always been that team. You know, come out and dominate a game and find a way to lose. And you know, there's a lot of angry Chargers, you know, watching, you know, film today. Because one, not only did you lose that game, you know, in the NFL, you lost a division game and somewhat a rivalry game. So it's almost like you lost a game and a half, you know, the standings and in, you know, the momentum and mental, you know, power that the Chiefs have over the Chargers of, you know, you haven't beat them. And, you know, Ric Flair has that saying, you know, and to be the man, you got to beat the man, and they haven't done it.
Yeah, that is truth. Who gets more credit for last night's win? Is that Patrick Mahomes or is that the talent around him?
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is delivering the mail, but you know, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill were getting busy, and you know, given Patrick Mahomes, you know, when they were off schedule, he was excellent outside of the pocket, killing them. And you know, he was off a little bit. You saw him make some throws that weren't even close. Especially in the first half and the first three quarters, actually. But when it was money time, he got busy. And, you know, I think it was a combination of things. But, you know, to have those type of two dudes, you know, Travis Kelce is going to probably be in a Hall of Fame. Tyreek Hill, you know, probably borderline. But he's probably, besides Lamar Jackson, he's easily the most explosive player, in my opinion, in the league. And the one that makes you lose sleep. Because, you saw a lot of times those guys were defended in the 90-something percentile. Meaning 90-something percent of the receivers or tight ends aren't going to be able to, you know, make or adjust those routes, right? Or make those catches on the ball or adjust those routes. Sometimes you got to tip your hat. Perfect throw, perfect route, perfect players. And that's the difference in the NFL versus, obviously, high school and college. There's guys that can beat perfect coverage, perfect defenses, and against some pretty good, you know, corners and players on that defensive side. Now, I will say this. When James was out, you know, from – or when he was in the game, Travis Kelce had one catch. And when he was out of the game, Travis Kelce was destroying it. So, I'm the defensive coordinator from the San Diego Chargers. I'm making sure that old number 33 is in the game every time Travis Kelce is in the game because I like my chances. And he's shown that he was able to play, you know, either zone or man pretty good against him.
All right, Jerry Foreman, appreciate you, brother. Get off the road, get yourself settled in somewhere, and we'll holler at you later today.
All right, man.
Jerry Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer. Up next, it's Nick's time to shine. He's got his list ready. Christmas songs, get in the mood, get in the spirit. We'll see what Nick has to offer. Up next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.